this radish.
Oh, this is a radish.
Yeah, and basil and okra.
Here at the Cielo Garden on Wurzbach, Samir Ibad from Iran works alongside about a dozen other refugees from different countries who grow vegetables for their families.
It's bean.
Beans?
Yeah, it's long bean.
Jennifer Yanis Alanis of Catholic Charity says the long-term plan is for the gardens to make money.
We are building a curriculum around the garden, and part of it is cultural leadership development. And one of our teachers is developing a curriculum on actually building a business from the garden.
They didn't really take to tomatoes or the broccolis or cabbages or anything like that.
Michelle Gorham with Green Spaces Alliance says the Master Gardener volunteers discovered that the refugees had developed their own network to find seeds for the plants they want to grow.
Like the yard-long beans and then squashes, all different varieties of squashes. Some of the Master Gardeners, you know, they couldn't even identify some of the things that they were growing.
But there is also a need to develop other types of resources to help refugees beyond their first 6 months.
They don't come here and then leave. They have to come and live and establish a life here in San Antonio.
City Councilman Ron Nierenberg 2 weeks ago called the agencies together in the first refugee summit to collaborate on resources like education, transportation, and health care. He also wants to help them find jobs that fit their skills and to make it easier to use public transportation.
I'm from Bhutan.
Where are you from? What country?
Burma.
Iraq.
I'm from Iraq.
I'm from the Congo.
I come from Sudan.
Nierenberg says new refugees will find a home here because San Antonio has always been a welcoming community.
In 2005, we welcomed the city of New Orleans and the Gulf Coast refugees, and so we've proven out that we are a place where people who are in times of trouble can come and receive the kindness of neighbors.
So what do we say this one was?
The State Department has said the next wave of refugees will come from Syria, where more than 11,000 children so far have been killed in the civil war. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.